Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will bring you Jeffrey Lurie live from the owners' meetings in Florida. You will hear it here on WIP. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. We're going to put a new Twitter question up there, Jack. I decided, is it a sign that Elliot got pooped on by a bird while he was on the radio with us giving one of his worst takes?
Yeah, but a sign for what, though?
I don't know. It's a sign.
Oh, okay.
It's a sign. Let's talk about our baseball team first, please.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So I'm going to be honest. I'm happy they're 3-1. As I was told all football season, a win is a win. But I do feel a little conflicted because they've only scored two runs off of starting pitchers, and they have beaten up on some bad bullpens. It's not like the Rockies have a great bullpen. Nationals don't have a great bullpen. Glad they're winning, but is it sustainable is really the big issue. Now, it's only four games, but got to start hitting the starting pitchers.
They're not going to never hit starting pitchers.
Of course
not. It's fine.
Of course they're going to start hitting them.
It's fine. Yeah.
But it's a little, you know.
I see good signs out there. Good
lot of productive at bats.
Good. Well, I am. Castellanos, how many walks? Four or five walks?
Only four walks, yeah.
Four walks. Even the Trey at bat as a pinch hitter yesterday, I was ready to scream when he swung. He went down 0-2, but ends up working a walk. I thought overall they've been pretty patient. And when you're this patient, you see this many pitches, you're going to get the starting pitcher out more frequently and earlier than you're going to. They're going to hit starters. I've seen from the hitters, based on what we wanted, based on the adjustments we wanted to see, I've seen only good signs. It'll be fine.
Now, the Eagles, obviously last year, you know, they didn't score in the first quarter at all.
And they won the Super Bowl.
And ultimately, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So maybe
it's just a bit.
It is. Well, and we love a good bit, especially on this show. Now, the lefty starter thing might be a real thing. That could have plagued them last year. Now, they face a lefty starter on Wednesday, so I guess they'll get another shot at it. But at least, you know, Stott looks okay against lefties. Marsh still a work in progress. I think Kepler looks pretty competent against lefties. Like, mm-hmm. You don't worry about Schwarber. You don't worry about Harper. But, you know, Kepler, once again, you know, Ikey Baseball over there. We called that. Giulio tried to bully his way out of letting us make our big picks.
He did.
And I got a lot of messages yesterday saying, thanks for all the money that you made us.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you are.
Hey, it's sometimes just people helping people.
Yeah. Do they ever blame you when you tell them to bet on a prop that doesn't
hit?
Well,
they will.
They will, but then okay. I say, but then I say that's baseball.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You know, what do you want me to do? Now, the one thing with the lineup that has to be addressed is how high they're letting JT hit. I mean, he's batted fourth yesterday. He's batted fifth a couple times.
He's hitting under 100, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Get him to 7.
Yeah.
We got to bump JT.
Well, when Trey comes back, then you'll be able to do that. Well, they're also obsessed with righty-lefty stuff, which makes them move him up. But missing Trey and then sitting...
Yeah, but even when Trey was in there, he was batting fifth, like on opening day.
Did he hit fifth opening day? Oh, and yeah, because they had Castellanos hitting sixth.
Yeah, and they did it at the end of spring training. Like, that's where they want JT to hit. I think it's crazy.
Trey hit fifth opening day.
No, JT.
Oh, JT.
Right.
Yeah.
Trey, he was saying JT hit fifth when Trey let off.
Yeah.
They're treating JT like the player he was, not the player he is.
Maybe they're trying to...
Trying to spark.
You're trying to wish it into existence?
Yeah, listen, when you're winning, it's like the Castellanos thing. They let him be a horrible hitter for a month and a half and play right field. But I just, while he's struggling, he doesn't have to bat fourth and fifth.
Why do you think they let Trey bat it yesterday, didn't he?
He had a pinch hitter.
A pinch hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was feeling all right.
Well, it's a good sign that, it's a good sign that he's going to be in the lineup Wednesday. I thought it was interesting... Because he could have theoretically pinch hit for Sosa, but he still can't play. I don't think they want him in the field yet.
Right.
It was interesting, you know, Rob Thompson putting Turner in that spot. Like, he, I think, would usually just let Marsh face a lefty because he wants to see if he can hit lefties.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of went for the win.
Yeah. And I think they probably want to give Turner a day off yesterday because they have an off day today. That way, let the back heal up. But yeah, I like that they used him yesterday. I was like, wow, look at this. They want to pace themselves. Yet they got a guy with an injured back and they're putting him in.
Yeah, I thought his back was hurting.
Yeah. Right away. Yeah.
It was infuriating when he swung at the first two pitches.
Yeah, of course. But then he worked a walk.
I was getting ready for all
of them. When it was full, I was sure he was striking out. The fact that he walked, I thought, was big.
Yeah.
You know, it was warm outside yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's a little cool today. It's going to be warm coming up. The spring is here. Your dogs are going to be outside more, right? As they are, dogs and cats rule. You got to stop by. Because as your dogs are outside more often, ticks become more of a thing. I actually picked one off of Scotchy the other day, a little tick over there. They can talk to you about natural flea and tick prevention. George Perenni is a lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule. And make sure not only is the place stocked with like everything, top of the line everything, especially pet nutrition, get to that in a second, but top of the line as far as staff. Because they know when you walk in there, you don't have the answers. You see all that different pet food, all the kibble, all the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried. But you don't know exactly what is right for your dog. And that's why the staff knows for you. You need new toys for them playing outside. You need supplements. You need food. Everything they have at Dogs and Cats Rule. It's the only pet store you need. There are 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Jackie Baseball.
Braves 0-5, and Jurickson Profar out for 80 games, which also makes him ineligible for the postseason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's a big deal.
Wow, ineligible for the postseason.
He's not because of the PED thing.
Oh, you're saying because he got caught, he's ineligible for postseason.
Yeah, so he's out for 80 games. And
I thought you meant because he's out for 80 games and he has to miss the postseason.
You were doing the math. You're like, there's 155 games left.
Yeah, I'm like, why is he out for the postseason?
Yep, part of the rules. So that's a big loss for the Braves.
And a player.
That's a huge loss for the Braves.
Huge. A player that I think a lot of people talked about as a potential outfield solution for the Phillies. And thank God they didn't make that. And by the way.
Imagine that.
Oh, if
we brought him here,
I would have melted down. How do you not test the guy?
Right.
Oh my God! Can you imagine that show? I would have lit them up for that. I'll tell you what though. The Braves. Justin was mentioning this before. Braves dropped. They were the favorite to win the NL East. Now they're +275. They're third.
I don't know. For an 0-5 start?
Yeah, you want to throw $25 on a future. That Braves plus 270 is good odds, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm just saying.
Sounds like you're rooting for it.
No.
You take some of the house stuff and put it on the fandom?
I'm just saying they were the favorite a week ago. All they've done is lost five baseball games.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It might not be a bad
thing. A lot of baseball left to play.
Yeah.
It could be a must win for the Braves tonight, though. You know,
could be.
The season falls apart.
Could be.
And then final thing, yes, I did write a book. It officially announced today.
Yes.
Interesting timing doing it on April 1st, but I don't care. If you want to buy the book, it's basically just a fun like encyclopedia about the Phillies. I wrote with my friend Kevin Reavy, and you can pre-order it, which you get an autographed copy and free shipping.
Whoa.
I know. From ringthebellbook.com.
Now, let me ask you this, Jack. I read the little blurb.
What'd you think about it?
Well, the blurb screamed Jack to me, because the blurb is something to the effect of, read how the Phillies became the best fan base in Major League Baseball.
The history
and of I'm
Major
like,
League Baseball.
Right. And I'm like, oh, there's Jack writing a book about how great Jack is.
Well, I had nothing to do with
the guise of it being under the Phillies, you know?
No.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Now, if we find any, spelling or grammar errors.
That's on the company.
No. Spike's reading through this book just looking for those things.
He's not going to consume anything besides, he's going to get his little AI machine on it to find it.
Oh, yes.
But still buy it, though.
Yes, I'm going to buy it. Jack said, he's told us none of us are getting free books.
Is there an audio version?
No, not yet.
You should do one.
No, I know. Maybe one day.
All right.
Maybe one day.
It's pretty tough to do all that reading aloud, by the way.
Well, I don't read well.
Right, you don't.
You know what I mean?
You should get somebody else to do it. You should give us all free books.
I gotta
read
get an audio version of the book in somebody else's voice.
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
Well, they have professional people that do that.
Can I get Honest Jack to read it?
Yeah.
We could get Honest Jack to read it.
Get Morgan Freeman to read it.
Yes.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Jack.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yep.
How many other shows can say they had somebody on there who's written a book?
An author? DeCamera's not writing a book.
Nope.
Well, apparently he is. He just won't tell anyone what it is.
Yeah. That idiot's not writing a book.
Yeah.
You know, Giglio's not writing a book. Hugh's not writing a book.
Yeah. Nah.
Giglio could write a book.
Giglio
could write a book.
Yeah.
But he's not.
John Johnson's not writing a book. What is it? The Best of Peanut Butter or whatever? That would be his book.
The Snack of the Night. That's what
snack
he calls
of the
it.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of shameless plugs of ringthebellbook.com.
There it is.
It's called Ring the Bell?
It's called Ring the Bell, yeah. Why? What's your issue with that?
Did you get that cleared?
I don't know. I didn't come up with the title.
It's like having a book, Fly Eagles Fly. Did we get that cleared?
Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com. Tell your friends.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey Lurie speaks next. We will have it for you live on the WIP Afternoon Show. This is That with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, speaking of baseball books being written, Phillies baseball is back, and I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have. I'm talking about Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. Now, they have green tea and vodka available in a variety pack with three brand new flavors. They're absolutely delicious and paired perfectly with a day at the ballpark, like yesterday. It's a great day to have a Surfside at the ballpark. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, zero bubbles. Ask for it at your local bars and liquor store. Must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.